Hey campers, hope you guys have a nice week going. Welcome back to another episode of Campfire Adventures. And here's Dylan.
Woohoo!
Oh
Thank
yeah.
you, Jay Dizzy.
Oh yeah.
Alright, well, welcome back to another episode. And this week's episode, I'd like to be a little selfish with, if that's okay. Now, to explain a little bit more what I mean, I feel like on this podcast, we have had a good chance to get to know each other. We laugh, and you listen to me crack some corny jokes, and for some reason, you still come back to hear another new episode every week, and I really appreciate that. And along this journey, and along the way that we've been doing this podcast, we've had special guests be part of the show, and one of those guests was our cat, Skitty. And she started off as an unpaid intern on the podcast, because, you know, the struggle's real. And more recently, she was the co-host of an episode that we did during December about the Yule Cat. And she was giving us all the little tidbits on what it was actually like to have a Yule Cat come around and prey on children. But if you want to hear that, go ahead and listen to it. We have it on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and even on the website. But all this is to say, with a heavy heart, that she is the inspiration for today's show. And that's because she recently passed away. And so I feel like the best way to honor her, at least with this podcast, is to dedicate an episode to her and just to have her inspire one. So by being selfish, what I mean is it's dedicating the whole episode to Skitty. And yes, she's named after a Pokemon, if you're wondering that, because she's cool like that. But I was actually able to find a tale about a feline cryptid that has terrorized Tanzania since the early 1900s.
Just so, like she terrorized us.
With love.
No.
Allegedly. So I have the boys here. The lovely voice you heard earlier is Jay Dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry about Jay Dizzy. But she's the live audience that we have, and I'm super excited because we have a really good episode. So with all that said, we should just get started. So it's time to grab a drink. We have Capri Suns, none other than the strawberry kiwi kind, because that's the best. We are chilling around the portable campfire, and it's time for us to get into this week's episode. The cryptid that I'd like to tell you all about this week is known as the Mungwa. And to the people of Tanzania, this cryptid has been believed to terrorize the land since the 1900s, as I said before. But to kick things off, this feline is claimed to be aggressive, bloodthirsty, in fact. And when it comes to prey, she's not picky. Now, I'm going to call her a she because my cat was a girl, and so that's what I'm envisioning. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen those videos where they replaced all the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park with cats. And it's like this giant cat that's like, meow! And everyone's like, ah!
Have you ever seen that? I could picture mom doing that.
So that's what I'm picturing. Like, when I picture this cryptid, I'm picturing, we called her mom too, which is cool. Anyway, so I'm picturing mom, aka Skitty, as this creature, this cryptid. Anyway, I know that I'm going off on tracks and whatever, but what do we expect? So back to the story. Wasn't picky. That's where it was. So she'd eat anything from cattle to kids and even adults. So you could see how this would be a problem for the villagers, right? Now, I know what you're thinking. This is Africa, right? So shouldn't we be expecting to hear stories about big cats like lions and cheetahs and leopards? It is definitely possible that maybe people would have seen these creatures and then thought like, oh, like, hey, maybe this must be some giant cat-like creature that we've dubbed the Mungwa. But this cat, this large feline, doesn't look like any of the other ones. This cryptid, or I guess this creature, is gray in color, has black stripes that run all along its body. Does that remind you of anyone?
Fatso!
We also called Skitty Fatso.
And Fatolina and Fatso and Fatolina and Fatso Mama.
That's why this whole story was perfect, because that's literally what I'm picturing is our cat. So, has the black stripes running up and along its body, and then spots are claimed to be around her eyes, and she has a thick, strong tail. So a thing that's allegedly been found to prove its existence are paw prints of this cryptid. And they've allegedly resembled those of a leopard print. But the size of them, they're believed to be maybe the size of lions. And just to explain the difference and put that into perspective, a lion's paw print is about 14 centimeters. And then a leopard's paw print is about 9. So there's a difference in 5. And I think the size difference is pretty significant considering a lion is just huge. So if we're talking about a large feline with giant paws that's not a lion, like it's gray, kind of looks like a tabby cat, like it's not just your regular African safari animal. But anyway, so side note, just real quick, this isn't the Discovery Channel, but I've always wanted to be mentored by David Attenborough because he's so cool. It's the British guy from the BBC documentaries. And he's like, we are watching as an antelope is walking.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So I feel like this is my connection to him, but okay, that's neither here nor there. So stories have been told comparing the size of this cryptid to that of a donkey. And one more distinguishable characteristic about this feline is that it doesn't roar, but it actually purrs. So usually larger giant cats, they'll roar, you know, except for the cheetah, that's the only one that kind of like chirps. Which, sorry, okay, maybe I did watch a lot of National Geographic and Discovery Channel, so I have all these animal facts that I want to share. But anyway, so it's just more interesting because it differentiates this cryptid away from its cousins, you know, like the lions and the leopards or whatever. And then also to the locals, it's not just known as the Mungwa, but it's also known as the Nunda. Okay, all that, that's the information. So if you felt like this story was pretty similar, but you didn't know it as a Mungwa, well, you also can know it as the Nunda. But now that we know what this cryptid looks like, how did this tale actually start? So it's believed that there was once a sultan, and in the land, the sultan was known as Sultan Majnun, and he got a cat as a pet one day, right? And so this cat seemed just like any other friendly pet, and it ate, it slept, and it meowed, and I'm assuming just like all other felines, and I'm pretty sure, you know, this cat thought it was a sultan, and that the real sultan was just his assistant, you know, basically like our cat did. I mean, it only took her a few meows to convince us to do whatever she wanted. Like, oh, do you want water? You got it. Oh, you want food? You got it. Oh, you want the door open? You got it, right? So,
or else she would brutally attack us.
So I'm pretty sure that that holds true to the legend of this sultan having his pet cat, right? But the legend goes on that the sultan's cat started to grow. And as she grew, the amount of food that she consumed grew as well. Now, pretty soon, she was able to hunt for herself. And it started off with chickens, and then she got bigger. So then it went up to sheep and goats, but then she got bigger, and then it turned into cows, but she wanted more, and then it turned into humans. It didn't matter if it was kids or adults, but this cat, you know, the sultan's cat, started to have a taste for human flesh, and it would hunt down villagers and eat them, right? Now, the sultan didn't see any issue with this because the creature was beloved by his whole family, and the villagers, they pleaded with him, and they, you know, just please put an end to this beast's terror because, you know, this is our family's that it's taken apart. But nothing would change. That is until one day the family pet set its eyes on one of the sultan's children. And so, in a turn of events, the family pet, you know, took down one of the kids. And it turns out, just like not everybody was off the menu for this feline. It didn't matter if you were the hand that was feeding it or the one that was just letting it run rampant. But it attacked.
I guess you could call it ferocious.
I guess you could, Jay Dizzy.
Feisty, even.
So, it was only after the death of one of the sultan's own children that he decided to put an end. And they planned this whole massacre to stop this pet from hurting anybody else. And it's believed that the feline was found and put down, thus creating the legend of the Mungwa, or the Nunda, depending on what you want. And all this is actually translated from Swahili, like this name, to mean a fierce animal, which it sounds like a fierce animal. But I'm also wondering what kind of cat he was given as a pet, you know, apparently some type of mythical one that just randomly grows bigger and bigger and bigger. But that's the story of how the Mungwa actually became what it is, allegedly.
That was definitely Skitty in her past life.
That's why I feel like this story is so connected to her. So I know what you're thinking. you know, sometimes we get these legends and it doesn't necessarily lead to proof. And then I did also mention that there was a footprint that was found to kind of prove that there was this cryptid-like creature that it actually existed. So some historical timeline facts that I can share with you about this cryptid is that in 1920, there was a British scientist named William Hitchens. And he found himself in Tanzania doing some research at the time. And basically what was happening was along the coastal side of Tanzania, there were markets being attacked by this cat-like creature that nobody really could figure out what. I guess at night, markets would leave like all their food and everything ready for the next day. So that way people can just come in and get to work. And then they'd have like security guards implemented to try to stop anybody from trying to steal anything. And one night they were attacked and they were all brutally murdered. So people came in and William, being the scientist he was, wanted to figure out what was going on. So he goes over there and they start looking at the bodies and they realize that they were attacked by some beasts. And I think that a lot of them just thought like, maybe it was a wildcat, you know, like a lion, or maybe it was a leopard or hyenas. It could be anything. We're, you know, in Tanzania and Africa. And so they start looking at the people's bodies and they're like mutilated, like bad. And one of them has a tuft of fur in its hand. And when they look at that fur, it's gray. So not matching anything of those giant wildcats that we had just mentioned, but something different. And I think even the same holds true for like considering it might be a hyena, like their fur is not gray. So they go on to try to do some more digging into figuring out what happened, but it just seemed like it might be like a one-off thing. And so maybe he's just like, oh, someone's just playing a prank on us. I mean, although people were actually killed, so I don't know if it was a funny prank, but it would turn out the next couple nights, people would actually still come face to face with this creature that no one could identify. And they'd always find a tuft of gray fur. So people started to believe that there was a creature out there. And William actually heard from the locals that there's a giant cat-like creature, gray fur with black stripes, a large thick tail, and it was known as the Mungwa.
So Mungwa.
As fast as people actually heard about this creature doing what it was doing, like how it was attacking each of the little markets, it disappeared. It didn't attack anything for a long time. And I think that the next time in history when people actually heard more about this cryptid was in the 1950s. And there was a hunter named Patrick Bowen, and he was believed to be one of the people who started to write about this cryptid and this creature and hunting it and trying to find proof. And he's allegedly one of the people who found the tracks, like the paw prints of this cryptid, and detailedly like wrote about them in a book and had different facts from the people in the villages. And he like documented all this stuff about how this cryptid is actually real. Now, a lot of people don't actually talk about the Mungwa as much as they used to, so there's not so much more on the subject that I can share with you. But one thing that people think is that maybe this cryptid was able to disappear because it was connected to the magic scene out there in Tanzania. And what I mean by magic scene is there's like a lot of like healing doctors and I don't know
magic
if you want to use
Mike.
What? I don't know if you want to use the word like witch doctor, but there are different doctors in different villages that people go see for medical purposes or maybe even other purposes. And it was just in the information that I was reading about Tanzania and like medicine men and doctors and stuff like that, that some of them actually are able to shapeshift into felines. So some people believe that the witch doctors would threaten people and say like, if you don't pay, you know, what you owe, then I'm going to turn to a wildcat and attack you.
Oh, that's pretty smart, actually. Like, that's a really good connection.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that it would make sense that they would disappear and not be seen for a while because they're off doing their other thing.
Yeah, like practicing their like medicine and practice, but they just turn into like a giant cat just to enact their vengeance.
Yeah, and the fact that they say they are able to turn into felines, then it just makes sense as to...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm not sure how big they actually, like, when they take the form of a feline, how big they actually get. Like, one of the little articles I was reading was saying, like, sometimes when you see a cat on your roof, when you're living, you know, in the villages and the cities and everything in Tanzania, sometimes it's just a witch doctor that's just there. Like, as it could just be a house cat. But I'm wondering, maybe the more powerful you are, maybe the bigger the beast that you'll be.
No more magical, it seems.
Yeah. And so it was just crazy to think about that because I was like, oh, okay, good point. Makes sense. I mean, not that there's 100% proof, but I mean, it could make sense if you were just enacting out a vengeance and then disappearing. Maybe there was just no other need to be a giant big cat. So that could be one of the legends and one of the reasons why people don't ever find evidence of the Mungwa. But other things that people take into consideration with this cryptid is that maybe it's just a different big cat that people aren't figuring out. Like, these are stories from years and years and years ago. But those stories getting passed down are still important to this day. So a lot of people think that maybe it's a giant African golden cat. So it's not necessarily the same size as a lion, but it doesn't mean that it's not vicious. It's actually a very vicious type of wild cat that's actually in Africa. And they also say that it doesn't roar. It does purr, which is what they were saying the Mungwa does. And so people think that maybe because we don't necessarily see the African golden cat as much as the other ones, we think like, oh, this is a cryptid. This isn't, you know, just another type of cat. But there are many, many different species of big cat that live in Africa.
And it could be an undocumented one, too.
It could be. There's a lot of different creatures that we still don't know, like, either exist or don't exist. So it was an interesting story, at least for me, to hear about, because who would have thought that there was this vicious creature living out there in Tanzania? Oh, wait! I would have thought, because we already talked about the Popobawa. I don't know if anyone ever remembers that story. Do you remember the one that I told of that creature that would turn to like a half human, half bat, and it'd go around and like terrorize people and it could put everyone to sleep and stuff like that?
I did not remember that.
Well, it's a story that I did. It's called the Popobawa, and it's about a shapeshifter who masquerades during the day as a regular person looking for the next victim, right? And then at night, it's able to transform. And then it lives in Tanzania, and it can go like island to island as well. So shapeshifters are a thing, and apparently they're part of the local legend out in Tanzania, so be careful.
So, you know, what I'm getting from this story is to not visit Tanzania.
The beaches are gorgeous, and I'm sure they have food that's amazing, and I'm sure the people are just awesome as well. Like, there's probably so many different amazing things that we don't, or at least haven't talked about, but our podcast isn't about talking about all the amazing things. It's talking about the local legends, which is still cool enough on its own. Like, could you imagine if we actually went there and found proof? That'd be cool.
Yeah, but imagine if we went there and were victims.
I mean, that's still kind of be cool too. We'd be part of the legend.
We would be part of the proof.
Yeah. So it's a short story, but I was looking for a cryptid that was feline-like that I could incorporate as selfishly as an episode to document, you know, Skitty and her amazingness and all her support that she gave us on this podcast. And, well, we're going to miss her. But if you ever want to hear Skitty's input on things, go ahead and listen to the Yule Cat episode that we did in December. It's a great episode. I liked it. Christmas is one of my favorite times of year, so it's perfect.
She is the Christmas kitty.
We did also call her the Christmas kitty. She had a lot of names. And she's really cool. So she definitely is what I envision when I think of this cryptid, the Mungwa. But I don't know. If you think it was a witch doctor, it makes sense in that scenario. That's why maybe it disappeared for so long and nobody actually has proof. But do I believe that there's another giant cat living out there in Africa? Oh, I'm almost 100% sure that there is one. And maybe, who knows, it's friends of the Popobawa. But we've led ourselves to the end of another episode. I appreciate you for once again listening to another episode of Campfire Adventures. But with all that said, I think we're just going to end it. So don't forget to check out our website at www.campfireadventurespodcast.com. You'll see all of our source material. You'll see pictures. I'll put a picture of Skitty on there as well, so that way you can see the resemblances of Cammy. And then you can see other pictures and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Campfire Adventures Podcasts. And I guess with all that said, whether you're listening to this in the morning or the evening, I hope you have a good morning or good evening. And with all that, I'm going to say bye. So bye.
Bye.